Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on X at jwright929 ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial 92.9 FM or 680 AM. But if you're away from the radio dial, you can stream us not only on the Odyssey app, but we are now streaming live on the TuneIn Radio app and the iHeart Radio app. George Ruggiero is the producer of the program. You can follow him on X at KingGeorge94. George, good day, sir.
Good day. Today, Jeffrey, we have a programming update for myself with some Cerrito Entertainment. Coming out, we got Music Bingo tonight at Hampline Brewing. That is where we are hanging out. And then, of course, tomorrow night at Slider Inn, but we'll remind you of that tomorrow.
Also wanted to note that I believe Brad tweeted this earlier this morning, that coming up on September 27th, so not this Saturday, but the next Saturday, it's the Saturday that everyone's been looking forward to in the college football slate. We got the LSU Ole Miss game. We got Alabama Georgia. We have Penn State Oregon. It's like the day that we're all looking forward to. But over at the Horseshoe Casino down in Tunica, we're gonna have the College Football Frenzy live trivia. It's with Gabe Kuhn and Connor Dunning and our boy Kevin Cerrito. Again, it's at the Caesars Sportsbook inside the Horseshoe Casino. Go out and see our pals on a week from Saturday. My company, as he is going to be now on Wednesdays, he is, of course, the head coach and team director of Team Thad. Follow him on all socials at Dream Big Herd. Coach Herd, good day.
Great day. Happy hump day.
Let's see what we got coming up on the program. I know Coach has been quietly confident about his Hurricanes. I think I might be higher on the Hurricanes than even he is, so we're going to talk about that next. Just go with some buy, sell, shorter, go to Reddit. And then I wanted to pick Coach's brain on the Kawhi Leonard stuff. So we're going to talk about that as well. Jason Munns is going to join us, talk some Tiger hoops at 2:35. We'll get into the list. We got more. We didn't get into our tush push discourse. We got to discuss that. And then I'm working on my top 10 quarterback rankings for the NFL. So we'll go over those as well. We'll tell your story and then we'll get out of here. But let's fire it up. Let's start with some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. All right, boys. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. Miami is the best team in college football right now.
I'm new to Wednesdays. I know we do overreaction on Mondays. So I guess it's the same.
So this would be the prompt. Buy, obviously, you strongly agree. Sell is more just like, I just don't want it. Short would be, I think it's wrong. Like, and I just want to go, like, it's like, if you want to sell, you're like, I don't. For me, Jalen Hurts is the 9th best quarterback in the league. I'm kind of fine with that. Like, whatever. Could he be 6th? Sure. Could he throw for another 87 yards and win a game? Sure. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of lukewarm. But if it's something that you just think is objectively wrong, so, like, for instance, Justin Herbert's the best quarterback in the NFL. Like, I'm shorting that because I straight up think it's wrong, and I think other people – and then go to Reddit was a cop-out that Mark wanted to use when he wanted to not answer something. Yes.
That's on brand. That's about right. Yeah, that tracks.
And you know what? I kind of got there, Jeff. Thank you for explaining. I didn't want to.
It's always somebody's first time. That's a good point. Last
Wednesday when I started, we I don't think we did So I'm going to say, y'all know this. If Miami is anywhere within the top 15, I'm going to buy reaction and say, I'm buying it.
I'm buying it, and I would even go so far to say this. I think they're the team that looks the most like the best SEC team that we're used to seeing in the previous era. Because it's not to me just that, oh, the U is back and swag and whatnot. I just look at the dudes that they have on the offense and the defensive lines, when you compare it to like what everybody else might have a guy or a guy or two, but they have on the defensive line, it's like they got four animals. On the offensive line, that left tackle, I swear to God, guys, is he 7'5"? He's the biggest looking dude I've ever seen. Like on a field of big dudes, you're like, God, that guy's huge. And then on top of that, while we continue our financial portfolio, all of the buybacks that I had on Carson Beck when everyone was willing to sell it, I'm watching Georgia and go, guys, they have me at wide receiver and they've got a left tackle that's just a freaking revolving door just letting people through left and right. It's like, it ain't just on him. And he's playing great. And on top of that, think about it like this. If Mario doesn't go full Mario in the Notre Dame game where what was the score, like 24-7? Remember, they went up 31-7 in the third quarter, and Mario was like, shut it down, shut it down. Mm-hmm. If they just kept playing, every game they would have had would have been a blowout, and it would have included blowing out Notre Dame and blowing out South Florida in a fashion that like we kind of forgot that the game was on. That was also the weather delay. I think if they had an SEC patch on their chest right now, I do actually think they'd be number one.
No, I agree. They're doing some, and they be doing this after the Cam Ward era. I mean, I get
you don't normally replace a Heisman Trophy winner. So, for instance, when everyone does the whole, like, Oklahoma kind of spoiled everyone when, like, after Baker, then they had Kyler, and after Kyler, like, they got Hurts, and so everyone's like, well, and then they had Caleb Williams. Like, they kept replacing them. It's pretty unique to have a Heisman Trophy winner and then have another guy that comes in, and they really haven't missed a beat.
Really good. I think that team was phenomenal last year. I think the team last year should have made the playoffs. But to do what we're doing now, Jeffrey, I'm super excited. If we're not number one, which I was still bad, we got to be right there at top two or three. And me and Jot Uncle Phil Morant, he's a big Florida State guy. And that game, we were saying the way it's looking when that game come up, they both might be in the top 10.
Oh, I think it's likely. Now, of course, as soon as I buy in on them, like watch them lose to Florida, but I actually think this is true.
No, we're not losing to Florida.
I think it's possible like that could be the end of Napier. Like we already know he's dead man walking. That fan base and those money people, if Miami does to them basically what they did last year, I could see where they just
I think that game is Saturday because I was thinking about going up to it. Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like 7:30.
No, I'm saying like Napier could be done. Like it feels like Sunday
after this week. Well, he's going to be done, and I think he's a good coach. But the reason I know this sounds crazy for sports, but y'all lost to South Florida. South Florida came with all that confidence, thinking that they were finna
too many body blows. They were too tired.
Yeah, thinking they was about to come in here. They had the they was talking mess online all week and we got to be respected, and they even ranked them 18. I don't know if y'all seen it in last week coming to Miami.
They probably should have been ranked higher. Yeah. Somebody, there was a young woman that left them off the ballot because she didn't know that Florida they lost to Florida, or they beat Florida.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They could have been like 12 or 13. No, this is my point. They're actually doing to teams like what the Death Star team did. Like, I know the Notre Dame game ends up getting close, but like if Mario, I'm hoping he learned his lesson, because I think the other big thing that they did, going and getting the coordinator from Minnesota, he's done the thing that you should do when you look at the Miami defensive talent, and he's like, all right, boys, rather than making this complicated and trying to come up with 57 different coverages, 38 different blitz looks, we're going to make sure you guys are in the right spot, and we're going to let you play. And they're just, it's made it like a world of difference.
As long as we keep our defense up, we're good. Now, this is my slight pushback, Jeff. Miami, though, has got to be about discipline, because we will have a run, because I've been saying we was back for a while, and I'd be happy. And then week 8, 9, or 10, it'll be some crazy Georgia Tech win. See, that's the problems you got in the ACC. At least in the SEC, you know it can happen to you every right. week, right?
Every loss in the ACC is a devastating loss, because usually they're all just like sleepy trap games.
Exactly. The NC State, right? These are programs that y'all don't look at as football programs, but Georgia Tech and NC State, they upset at least a couple people every year, and I just don't want to be one of the ones that happened to. All right. And I actually got scared too, Jeff. When
all right, where is let's find the no apparent reason Mario lost. Y'all ready for that? Because honestly, this was what Tim and I were talking about yesterday. My eyes tell me like that's the best team, but there's in the back of your mind, it's like, but I have to bet on him, and I know he's going to lose games. I've watched him do it his whole career. I do not trust him. I will never trust him. And it's like, That's kind of the biggest push and pull right now. All right, let's see. ACC, and I want Miami. Okay. So we have Florida this week, then a bye week. They'll get up for Florida State.
For sure.
It is on the road, though. Louisville off a bye. Uh-oh. I always feel like Louisville's good enough to beat you, and I don't think Miami takes them seriously. Stanford at home, I can just go ahead and tell you, there will not be a number big enough for me to not bet Miami that game.
Yeah, I think we'll beat Stanford.
At SMU, that could be a sleepy
that could
one.
Be tricky.
Syracuse at home, revenge game. NC State at home. The corpse of Virginia Tech.
Maybe no.
And then at Pitt. That could be one. End of the season at Pitt. It's cold.
Stuff's kind of wrapped
up. So we don't
up.
Play Georgia
Narduzzi
Tech.
Narduzzi is doing his little thing.
Mainly, guys, it's cold. Like, I'm a Floridian at heart. Like, I am like those guys of, if you put me in, like, 50-degree weather, I'm miserable. Let alone you put me in, like, 24 and, like, that dusty snow. That one could be one.
That could.
That game doesn't travel. All right, so we've identified one.
So we don't play Tech this year. I know the ACC is so big, they rotate. We don't play Tech,
no.
Duke.
Nope.
I think we, I kind of see a like.
Also, Miami wouldn't have to beat Duke. Duke would do it for them.
Yeah. That's kind of what Duke does.
Well, we got Duke coach at A&M. Okay.
Well, but now, yes, Duke's coach is now at A&M, but your old coach is now at Duke. Mario. Manny Diaz.
I'm gonna say, ain't Mario?
No.
Manny's Diaz.
Manny's at Duke.
Oh, Manny Diaz is at Duke.
Yeah,
I think he went to Penn State, D.C. for a year.
Oh, is North Carolina looking better or no?
They played Richmond.
Oh, so they killed them.
They killed. Well, I guess sure.
Allegedly,
they allegedly. They had a dominant 20-3 win over Charlotte, who might be the worst team in FBS.
Oh.
He's continuing to play Gio Lopez, and Gio is horrible.
That's what they were saying. Let me ask you this, Jess. Were you scared because I haven't seen y'all guys? Because I got high hopes for Memphis this year football. When UFC beat Florida, that being selfish, I was a little scared for Memphis. Did y'all not look at it like that?
I know there are some people that were thinking – my thing is, you just have no idea. Like, because USF, it's all going to be, if Byron Brown's healthy, they're scary. Like, he's consistently been a problem for almost everyone. We just have no idea. I mean, the guy's running it like 20 times a game. That's the other thing that stands out about college football now. It's like, it's almost like because there really aren't that many good quarterbacks, everybody's having to run their quarterback to try and move the ball. And it's like, I have no idea which of these guys are going to survive. Like, John Mateer right now is playing awesome football. Do I think that he can survive the year? I have no idea. Same thing with Diego. Like, Diego's playing great, but is Diego going to survive the year?
That was my comp for Brown down there at USF. To me, he's got that Pavia factor where it all runs through him,
and
literally.
He's like, he's an awesome leader in that, like, when he's on the field, his teammates all play better. Like, they're like, he's got us. Like, that, he's that type of leader and, like, has that type of impact. But I have no idea. I'm like, if, because the other difference was they had a decent backup, but he got drafted, I believe, by the Reds, and he went and played pro baseball. So he's gone. So, like, when the Memphis played them 2 years ago, maybe, and Brown was out, like, that kid played.
Dude, we played them in a regular season this year.
At home, though.
In Memphis.
I'm still, if I'm a Memphis fan, I'm way more scared of Tulane than I am USF. Really? Tulane, to me, has proven it. I mean, Tulane's also got, if you want to call it a P4 win against Northwestern, they have that. And then they beat Duke pretty good. The final, like, Duke made some hay in garbage time to make it look a little more respectable. But, like, that was like a 3-touchdown game for much of the game.
And we play Tulane, too.
Correct. They play USF the week before Halloween, and they play Tulane the week after Halloween.
Okay.
I think there's a disgusting trip to East Carolina sandwiched in between.
Was it? No, I thought it was Rice.
Yeah, there's an ECU game, maybe ECU's after Tulane.
I think,
like, there's like one of those ones where you're like, oh, I can see that being a problem. Like,
where they're out in the middle of the woods and just Greenville,
like,
just
and you just had like a potentially a big win.
If Retzlaff keeps it up for Tulane, and I don't know why he wouldn't, that's kind of where things get a little scary with that team.
Yeah, it's okay. So we get USF at Rice, Tulane at ECU.
Tricky.
And Rice is now like running the option. So, like, that's one of those ones where it's like you can see, like, all right, you laid it all on the line. You have a great win against USF, and then you go and get optioned to death the next week.
I mean, do it look as good as the, like, Georgia Tech option, or not that good?
They don't have Haynes King.
No, they don't. But it's more functional than it has been.
Okay.
Like, they're better. I think they might also I think they might actually quietly be spending a little bit.
Really?
Like, they have money. It's an, like, it's a private.
It's a big time.
They have a lot of money.
Yeah, right. It's just they don't ever spend it on sports.
Yeah, it's
which makes no sense to me. What are you people doing?
It's a big time school.
Well, it's like, so
it's really nice too.
I wanted to know your thoughts.
I got a couple kids got offers from Rice.
What would you rather have, UCLA or Virginia Tech?
Job?
Yeah.
Me personally, I know, well, I'm not going by the NIL and all that, but
I think that's part, like, that has to be the thing. Like, that has to be the first question, right?
But right off my meters, right? If I just woke, like, if you came in my house at 4 in the morning, dashed some water on me.
Yeah.
And I woke up out of my sleep, and like, Jeff, what are you doing?
Hurt, get
you
up.
You got to pick this job in 10
seconds. Do you
seconds.
Want UCLA or Vitek?
I'm going to say UCLA. Just off the – now when I got time to think about it, and I talk to both alumni, I talk to boosters, I talk to my family, I do some educated research, I don't know. But just right out the blue, you tell me selfishly, I know this might sound a little ignorant, here, you're either going to live in Hollywood, or you're going to live in Blacksburg, Virginia, or you want to live in L.A., you know. Because, you know, like how we talk about IMG, that this ain't got nothing to do with football, but UCLA is one of the most beautiful campuses. And it might be overrated. All the NBA guys go up. You know
my
more.
My school had a view of the ocean.
Yeah, okay.
They're in the west side. Like,
Westwood,
it's fine,
right?
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be Hollywood,
fine.
Right?
It's the west side. It's where, like, all the rich people live, but no. My school was way prettier.
Okay.
And our
okay.
buildings were stucco.
Okay.
So we were fighting with a handicap. Like, our buildings look like crap, but it's like, come on.
And so, well, you know, UCLA, and you know, it's funny, USC get a lot of love. I walked on USC.
USC significantly prettier than UCLA.
So this was funny. I walked on UCLA campus. And
USC.
I didn't walk to both of them, but USC. When you get inside their campus,
mm-hmm.
it is a really good vibe.
Yep.
But when you talk to people from UCLA and when they recruiting against each other, they make, because, you know, USC is downtown, it's closer to the hood, they make it
seem.
It
backs up to Compton.
Yeah, it makes it seem, like, more scarier.
You know, they have to have a gate. That used to always be like, they have to lock it in. It's like, almost every college has a gate somewhere. Like, what are you talking about? Like, well, what?
So Jeff know all this stuff. He's a Cali guy doing school. So, but I think I would just say off the meters, UCLA. But now if you think about,
Votek doesn't have any. Votek doesn't have any NIL money either. How about this? Whit Babcock said, "This is of the schools, so we don't even count the private schools because they won't say it." And we know Duke spends. They're 11th in the ACC in spending on their football team. And then who? They feel like the prime candidate to get left out whenever the ACC changes.
Well, this is what I will give you, though. Let's say they get a coach that do some really good evaluating. I'm more confident in finding underdogs and competing in the ACC, and I am finding underdogs competing in the Big Ten.
Okay, but what if you're finding underdogs and competing in the American?
Well, are we talking about today or once we?
So, realistically, we know everybody's going to move again in 5 years. Like, that's what we don't want to start. But, like, in 3 years, we're going to start finding out where people are moving. And they're going to get left out.
Kick them out, though?
Oh, no, but what if the ACC doesn't exist?
You know what, though? This is what I have learned about these big conferences. And I try to keep this as rated PG-13. A lot of this stuff is about jock riding, too. And what I mean by that is, Memphis, which probably has a better product than VTech, and I hope people don't get mad at me, if one of these conferences got a chance to take either one, they go play their old, good old boys.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I totally agree with you.
To get into one of them, somebody's going to take them, or if VTech come like Memphis and offer, you ain't got to pay us or something like that the first 5 years, no brainer, I think they go get in one of the big ones.
I can see where, if the ACC falls apart, because to me the first big question is, people are leaving the ACC. The question is how many, and what is left of the ACC, can they backfill and at least maintain this kind of like upper middle class standing that they have? Because if they can do that, then I think that makes the most sense for Memphis, and I think they wind up there. My question, though, is let's say the league loses like 7 or 8 schools, because I think that's what they need to vote to dissolve. Most would vote and dissolve it because they wouldn't owe any money. If you can't owe money to something that doesn't exist, now some people would go like, well, the Arizona or whatever, Washington State and Oregon State got leftover money. It's like they basically got what was left in the bank account. It's like, all right, well, you can have that. And I can see where the ACC schools would be like, yeah, fine. If you're telling us we don't have to strike a check and we can just leave, yeah, you can have whatever's in there. Like, fine, see you later. So if the league dissolves, then it becomes this situation of how many schools are the Big 12 going to take? Because you could maybe the Big 12's inevitable, like, maybe their strategy, like, in the end is we're going to be the best of the rest, and we're going to have so many schools that you're going to have to keep including us.
You said the
Yeah, so like, say, let's say
the Pac-12. You mean the ACC?
No, the Big 12. So what I'm saying
Big 12,
is,
okay.
So let's say the ACC dissolves, and they're like, all right, we're gonna take Duke, we're gonna take, let's say NC State, maybe Votek. Like, they're gonna take like whatever they want, best of the rest, and then maybe make this like 24 team league, and then saying like, well, that's how we're gonna. I think the SEC will have 20. And I think the Big Ten will probably have 24.
But some people might only play people once every 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
Football, you can't play more than 10 games in conference. Basketball, they may make it where everybody just play about it one time, but you still can't play 24 people. I honestly think,
How would you do a basketball schedule?
Yeah, you would probably only have to, you won't have a home and home, because even some of them, like even in the Big 12 now, when I was talking to Bill,
is the ACC playing 20? Right now?
ACC pretty big. I know in the Big 12, some people play twice, some people play once. But I honestly think, I don't think the ACC will get whooped as bad as the Big Pac-12. I think they will keep enough to, like, add some more, and that's hopefully, I don't think they're going to get as wiped out as the Pac-12.
I think if you're Memphis, you need to hope the ACC doesn't dissolve, because I don't think you want to be thrown into the pool, because I totally agree with your point of even though you can make the argument Memphis's athletics have been more successful than Virginia Tech the last 15 years, I don't want to be put in that beauty contest.
Mm-mm.
I think you need to hope, okay, maybe they lose Florida State, maybe they lose Clemson, maybe they lose Miami, maybe they lose North Carolina, but that's it.
Exactly.
And they need four spots. That's, to me, like, you're probably getting one of those four.
Because with the beauty contest, it almost
Correct.
Remind you of, like, I know people that's in law school, right? And it's like, this person was an honor student in law school or made better grades, but this person's family owns one of the bigger law firms or
got
the
right
so
last
they
name.
Have the job,
yes. Good
the
old
bigger
fashioned
job
nepotism.
Straight out of school.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yes. You know what, though, about the ACC? I actually think they will stay up, Jeff, because even this new thing that the Pac-12 is doing, tell me if I'm wrong, guys, I think some of the same schools that joined the Pac-12, they would rather be in the ACC if the ACC tried to keep their stuff together.
So, okay, are we saying of the – well, definitely Washington State and Oregon State would love to be in the ACC. Because they took Stanford and Cal, and they did not take them. Because the ACC, Jim Phillips, who runs the ACC, is very much an academic guy.
Yeah, he is.
We can't let Stanford and Cal, two of the nation's leading academic institutions, we can't let them just be out on the street. What about Oregon State and Washington State? We can't let Stanford and Cal be out on the street. It's just so sad. Well, the best was like, the Big Ten was like, you have to take them. And then no one in the ACC was like, why aren't you taking them? Why are we like, they're not good. Well,
why are we on the hook for this?
They're not good enough for us, but come on. You should take them.
It's Stanford and Cal.
Yeah. Like, it's just, and it's like so, to me, see if you agree with this. I said this last week about Napier. If one of your, while LSU is not Florida's biggest rival, it is a rival. Neither school likes it, but they're rivals. If your rival head coach gives you a vote of confidence, your athletic director should fire the coach immediately. think about if Mario were coming under fire, if Mike Norvell got on the podium and was like, Miami needs to understand, Mario's doing a great job. I immediately would fire Mario.
Because there's no... Cause
Correct.
You think you can beat
no,
him.
It's like,
no,
yeah,
respect.
No, I can beat him. Like, yes.
But on the flip side, let me say this. Coaches also, being a coach, do that because they know their time might be coming and they want the school
yeah.
to be...
Late.
You know,
the coach fraternity.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
want to hype up everyone that were,
yeah.
you know, their
like,
boys.
At the same time, like, Brian Kelly doesn't really think about others.
That's true.
If it
but
was
he
anyone,
like
it
take,
was someone else.
But he
like yeah.
to take heat off his butt when he lose games. So that's
I
what
mean,
I'm saying.
Yeah,
he want, like,
but,
if he go through
but
a,
like that's what the buyout's for. Like, have a better agent.
Some Who of them still Napier's like their job, though. They don't like to keep moving. They like to move
the
when
money
they
helps.
Want to move. They don't like to move. When
if
they
I'm
get,
Napier, I'm actually just thinking like,
oh, Billy's got the agent, though.
Was it $20 million? What's he going to get?
Who what agent?
When
he
gets,
get?
Oh, he's with Jimmy.
Oh, he's with Jimmy.
He's with Jimmy.
Yeah.
Memphis legend Jimmy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I'm trying to think who Jimmy doesn't have in the league.
Billy Napier's buyout
he has
is
Sark.
About 22.
Yeah.
For Florida, that's...
He'll be fine.
Yeah.
And so I was
okay.
thinking about their fans. Like, no, if you want to tell me about the assistants, okay, yeah, I feel bad for them. Not the coordinators. They're still making $2.5 million. Charlie Weiss Jr. makes $2.5 million, and I have no idea what he does.
Where's a headset?
I mean, I have no idea. Like,
does he even call plays? No, I think he does.
I think
call,
he does.
I think he calls
now,
plays.
I think it's a lot like Lane has the ultimate veto. Now, and like that's always the joke at Ole Miss. Now it's like the plays that work,
or
Lane
Lane's.
Calls, and the plays that don't, Charlie Weiss calls. Like, it's a good set. He actually, Lane developed. This is why Lane's smart and Hugh Freeze is not. Lane created
just stopped there.
Well, Lane created a situation where Ole Miss fans naturally just went to anytime a play works, it's Lane, and anytime it doesn't work,
it's Charlie.
Whereas Hugh has to like lay out all these intricate scenarios. Well, I called these plays, but he called those plays. Lane's never actually done that, but it's just everyone believes he calls the ones that work and Charlie doesn't. Like that's I don't know how he did that mind operation, but it's been brilliant.
I don't know if it's just me, the way that I'm kind of assuming how it went, and this goes for like most offensive or even defensive minded like coaches that have called plays before, they probably just built the playbook together. And
definitely think it's quote unquote Lane's offense.
Oh yeah,
like I think he's the one putting it together, but I don't think Lane is actually.
I don't think Lane is sitting there with the play sheet just going play by play and calling them.
I'd imagine 90%. Chris, that's the other thing. 90% of the plays are just RPOs anyway. Mm. So, like, you're, half the time you're just calling the formation. And then they
run out there and do
correct.
It.
Correct. Like, all right, lock the run. Or I'm throwing, you're running this route. You're running that route. Like, but they're all looking at the sideline. Somebody's holding up a sign telling them what to do. Like, I have no idea who actually is responsible for play calling. Okay. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. Kawhi Leonard is the only player that is getting paid on the side in the NBA.
Short means you disagree, right?
Short means, yeah, you want to, like, you think it's, like, straight up wrong.
I would say short, then.
No, I think you want to buy this, right? You really think he's the only one?
No, I don't think
okay,
he's
so you want to buy it.
Oh,
no, you're right. No, I screwed up my own stuff. No, I screwed you up. Yes, you want to short it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is my working theory, and I want to know from your expertise. I think we've done this whole players want to go to these glamour markets, and everyone has just bought the line. It's a lot like, remember I told you Oregon sold the idea the reason why they're good at recruiting is because they had Nike jerseys, and a lot of them, when in reality it's like, no, they were really good at the game. Like, they were good and under the table. Now they're good under the table. Maybe they're just really good at getting players. I think all these guys live in LA whenever they, like, during the offseason anyway. So I've never bought into the whole idea that it's a market. Now, what I think is true about these markets is they do have a lot of business and people that are willing to give ridiculous, no show, like, under the table agreements. Like, I refuse to believe Durant went to San Francisco just because he wanted to pad his resume. Like, he had a bunch of Silicon Valley deals, everything, like, all lined up. Now, that's a little bit different than Ballmer, like, injecting money into a company and saying this is just Kawhi money. Like, I do think, like, it's okay, they had relationships. These companies had relationships with the Warriors ownership. But I've never bought into, like, it's just that they want to go and live in New York or, like, what. I think it's they know that's how they're getting paid outside of the contract.
You know, the Kawhi thing is interesting because although I think other people have done it, I don't think they have gotten caught, and I
correct.
Do think that.
Well, they haven't gotten caught because the biggest reason why Kawhi got caught, it's not because of, like, intrepid reporting. The company went bankrupt. Mm. And so because they went bankrupt, all their files had to, like, they had to do all the paperwork. So this is all from, these are all from court documents.
Oh, and so with that.
And then people started talking.
And now I think it hurts because I do think Adam and other owners, because they already don't like.
Oh, you know Adam's scared because he's, like, talking out of both sides of his mouth and nothing. Like, he's saying a lot of things that you're like, that doesn't make sense. Like, he is going, like, full lawyer, cover your ass mode.
See, but I think they go eventually lay the sludge hammer because I think enough people are going to hate other NBA owners unless they're not doing it.
That's my thing is how many. Here's what we know, like, we know certain teams can't do this. I don't think the Grizzlies can do this. I made the joke, like, sorry, Billy, but, like, Kawhi gets the no-show job for $28 million. Our guy just doesn't get paid with Ja. So, like, we know there's something. But I think the question is, how many of the owners, because I don't think they're the only ones doing it. So it's like, is it 15 teams that are doing it? Or is it, like, 10 teams that are doing it? Because if they're outvoted, then I can see where the ones that get, like, if the numbers are in favor of those that don't actually do it, then I can see the hammer gets dropped.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to make an example out of the Clippers. I think it's some owners that's really hating on their owner. And the funny thing about this with Kawhi, I think other people who went or done this, the players didn't have a problem actually acting like they was doing their job and showing up. Like, I know players all the time that go to events, even if it's a walkthrough, because they know Poway gave me this.
I got
to
make it look right.
Kawhi not even, and I love Kawhi, so don't say, you not only want to play, you don't want to play in games. You actually don't want to show. You wanted no show.
I mean, at least it fits. You know what I mean? The guy likes to get paid a lot of money to not do what he's supposed to do. And he's like an all-timer at it.
Coach, I'm not going to lie. Kawhi Leonard is probably better than me in most things in life, right?
He's certainly better than me at the system.
Yeah, but it's like, even the day you offer me, I don't get, you know, you offer that, you enjoy, I can actually stay home and do this. Like, it's better if you show up. There's no way somebody could be having me an endorsement deal. They don't, listen, I'm around these athletes. They don't make them do a lot, Jeff. It's not like they stressing them doing practice or big games.
No, it's usually corporate events. Like, they gotta like show up for like an hour.
You know what I'm saying? The most they would give them is 2 hours. So it's not even like.
And they usually fly in private there and back.
And even with the corporate stuff, not trying to be funny, like, and I get on John about this. I became an Amazon guy.
Respect.
But outside of that, I'm not the guy that get groceries and stuff delivered. Like, sometimes you just got to interact with people. You actually, Kawhi might actually go to these places and even gain even, well, I guess you can't network when you got all the money, but you can network in other ways. Like, it's not, we would be networking for relationships.
I mean, say what about LeBron. Deal. LeBron does all this stuff.
He do. LeBron do. I know.
I mean,
Kawhi,
LeBron thinks he's literally now like a movie, like he's like a movie producer. Like, he's doing all of it.
And did you see that they put out what Kawhi was asking for under the table?
Yes. Like, I think the only documented acknowledgement of the company is he has one tweet. And it was like, I think it was a retweet. I think he got addicted to not working. I think that's what happened. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Jason Munns joins the program next. Stick around. You're listening to Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah. Jason Munns is the Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. You can follow him on Twitter on X at Munsley. Munns, what are we listening to?
First of all, thank you for letting it play a little bit. That was nice. A little bit longer than usual, so I appreciate that. But that is Surface Envy by Slater Kinney.
That's the Seattle girl duo, right?
It is, well, trio, yes.
Trio.
One of them, yeah, I think it's the bass player was on Portlandia. With
yeah, Pearl. Yep.
Fantastic.
I want to say they're one of Harrington's faves.
They're wonderful.
Yes.
They should be everybody's faves.
All right, we haven't talked to you in a while. So I think, God, it feels like it's been like a month.
Yeah.
How many players have been added since the last time we talked?
At least three. Yeah, it's something like that. It feels like it's been about, well, I don't know. They added Arope and Tierno Silva, I think on like August 25th or something like that, or August 24th. So I think we've talked since then. But if you want to, Simon Majak, maybe formally.
Okay, so we are saying it's a hard J.
Yes.
Because you've actually spoken to him, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I asked him to pronounce his last name for me, and the way he pronounced it is in his dialect, so it does not sound exactly like Majak, but I can't do it. Like,
so is it like when Tuoma says Iasolo? Like, there's like a vowel thing that we don't really recreate like with English. But
so
it's like we still say like Isolo. But there's, if you've heard him say it, like there's kind of like a diphthongy thing that he's doing, like where it almost sounds like Iasolo, but we don't say it like that.
Well, in this case, it's not a vowel thing; it's more of a consonant thing. The way I heard it was almost like instead of M A J O K, it's more of like almost like an M A N G J. Okay, something like that. Anyway,
so is it getting like almost like where like with like the Samoan names, like where Tongavailoa, there's no N in there, but you almost like hear it?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the way it sounded.
Okay.
Over WhatsApp. So we'll get him to do it the first chance we get in person. But for now, I mean, like, that's why I say Majak, is because it sounds closest to that, and that's the closest way I can get to the way he says it. But he officially arrived, and then of course last week while I was on vacation, because no vacation is safe from mm-hmm. this basketball beat, Tariq Ingram is now not officially yet. They have not officially announced his signing, but he committed. He's here. He will play for the Tigers this season.
Okay, so do you think that it's done now?
I do.
Okay.
I
I mean, I know it's like with Penny, we have to say never say never.
You can never say never. I mean, because honestly, like, talk to me in December, like late December, and then maybe we'll be done.
When does school start?
It started 3 weeks ago.
No, but like in January, the second semester?
That your guess is as good as mine. The first week of January?
Yeah,
it feels
like maybe, say, like on January 1, that's when I was like, okay, I think this is the roster.
Yeah, because who was it this past season? It was Dante Harris this past season.
Yeah.
And then it was Naquan Tomlin the season before that, who came in December. So, like, you know, again, you nothing is ever final, it feels like, here until early January. So, but as far as right now, I do not envision Penny adding any more players to his roster before the season begins.
Okay, so how do you think it stacks up to, let's just say, last year's roster? Because I think it's oftentimes unfair to, like, this year is the most similar to last year in terms of the environment that we're in. So in terms of how you would comp it to last year's, where do you think it stands?
I still don't think it stacks up as high as last year's roster did, just because there were so – you knew exactly what you were getting. You knew with a pretty high degree of reasonable certainty, like, you knew what Tyrese Hunter was. And it was really good.
and you knew what Colby Rogers was, and it was pretty good. You knew what PJ Haggerty was. You knew what Nick Jourdain was. You didn't. Nobody could forecast what Dane Danger blossomed into. But you know, like, I mean, I remember looking at the Evan Miakala stuff and the analytics people and like the forecasts that they had. I mean, I think it was Dane Danger who was like projected to be the like most impactful addition to the roster by Evan. Like, that's what Evan Miakala said before the season began. He was like, you know, if Dane Danger had played more minutes, like he would have been the highest regarded transfer of the off season last year, even higher than Tyrese Hunter and PJ Haggerty. So, you know, I mean, we could argue whether or not, you know, who was more important to the team out of those three. And I think there are cases to be made for all three. But so that, like, that's all that to say is about last season's roster. You really don't have that with this season's roster. Like, yeah, we know who Doug McDaniel is, but like, there are still some question marks with him. You know, he's had sort of an up and down type career. He's never been to the NCAA tournament in three seasons, two at Michigan, one at Kansas State. Like, you're going from Tyrese Hunter, who was a fixture in March, his first three seasons at point guard for Memphis last season, to Doug McDaniel, who's literally never played a game in a March Madness game. So, like, you know, he's a great facilitator. He gets a lot of steals. He scores the ball really well. Averaged 16 plus at Michigan two seasons ago. But again, you know, he hasn't quite taken that step to like lead a team yet. So we don't know about him. Aaron Bradshaw, he's the 5-star former McDonald's All-American who just has not taken, like, he hasn't gotten over the hump yet in college. This is going into his third season. First year at Kentucky, second year at Ohio State. And they were both kind of underwhelming by what people thought he was going to be. But, you know, the tools are definitely there. So is this the year? Is it year three and his first under Penny Hardaway where things are unlocked? It's possible. So, like, you know, I think that there is potential for this roster to stack up really well to what last year's roster eventually became. But right now, it's very, very difficult to say that, you know, like at this stage, comparing this roster to last season's roster at the same stage, it's very difficult to put this one ahead of last year's.
Did we have an update with Sincere Parker's legal situation?
Yeah, we did. Right before I went on vacation, he had another hearing. There was another hearing held. There was a hearing, but it didn't last very long. His hearing date was reset from whatever date it was to, I believe it's October 2nd.
Was that requested? I was wondering about like the procedural aspect there.
Yeah. I mean, it was, from what I understand, it was on the prosecution's side.
Yeah.
They were the ones who wanted the extension. And I mean, I don't know this to be true, but that sounds to me like they're still trying to, you know, the last time they had a hearing, Sincere's attorney, like,
handed over the evidence, right?
Yeah, that's where he presented the discovery, their discovery, to the prosecution, basically saying, like, we know what our client, Sincere Parker, is being accused of. Here's what we have that disproves, like, that categorically disproves, you know, these allegations. And since then, since late July, the prosecution has been, again, this is my gut telling me this, the prosecution has been working to counter that, and they haven't had enough time to do it yet. So, you know, in talking to Sincere's lawyer after the most recent non-hearing, he's still very, very confident that this will get resolved before the season. And it will be a favorable resolution for Sincere Parker.
We're talking, of course, with Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. Follow him on X at Munsley. Okay, you were at the announcement for the Arkansas Hoops for St. Jude tip-off classic, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. When John was asked directly, Calipari, about the, you know, possibly having a future series, and he gave his answer, we were talking about on the show, because I don't have verbatim what he said. I do feel like I've studied enough of this man's press conferences that I know when he's trying to brush something off. I took his answer kind of as like a we'll see in the sense of more like stay tuned rather than like the I'm trying to pass it off. How did you feel about it?
That's how I felt. You know, he made a little crack at the reporter who asked the question. He was like, are you a plant?
Yeah.
You know, like, were you planted in the pool there? You know, and he laughed and everything. But, you know, then he went on to give his response, and that is exactly how I read it. Like, I did not think that he was trying to avoid the question, like, from the standpoint of absolutely not. I'm like, definitely not going to do this, so I'll just dance around it. Like, I don't think that was the reason why he, you know, didn't answer directly one way or the other. I think it's just because, you know, he doesn't know yet. Like,
and there's, maybe, you know, scheduling aspect. Like, I took it more of like they're having to work out the details rather than I'm just like, you know, whatever, brushing it aside.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's definitely part of it. I think he wants to see how things go in October at the night of the exhibition game on October 27th. Yeah, like I think he wants to just, you know, make sure that I don't think I don't know that he's necessarily ready to commit fully, but every indication that I've been given and, you know, stuff that I've watched and heard and seen and whatever says to me that he is open to it and is probably leaning toward, you know, agreeing to some sort of deal, whether that is a home and home, whether it's a home and neutral, whether it's, you know, something else. I mean, you know, I don't know if they're going to commit to, you know, anything like Memphis and Louisville has, like,
right,
where it's a six game, you know, extended thing. But if, yeah, like just, you know, reading the tea leaves over the last few months, you know, he went on Penny's podcast,
yeah,
and they were hamming it up, and like it seems like we're moving in that direction.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was coincidence that, you know, I it was a great gesture to have, you know, some of the family members of some of the boosters that were important to his program that have passed on, having him there. But I did also think of like John might be thinking like, hey man, I might need to hit up Memphis every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, it was like I wasn't here obviously for the his era in Memphis, so like it's hard for me to, you know, like really truly comprehend everything, every aspect of how that all went down and unfolded, but what I was there for was that press conference the other day, and I was there back in May when he was in Memphis for the UIBL thing, and he was, you know, sort of out and about on the town. That's when he and Penny recorded that podcast. He spoke at the, there was a Arkansas fan event in Memphis shortly before, I think, the EYBL event. And he was here for that. And he talked, you know, he was like, I think that, and you can call me naive or whatever, but like, I just felt like what happened at FedEx Forum, that press conference at FedEx Forum, and just, you know, the stuff afterward where he went and had lunch with, you know, a bunch of old friends and former colleagues and things of that nature. He went on Gary's show and did an interview, a long interview there. Like it felt like things were sort of like wounds were healing.
Yeah.
And I know there's still, don't get me wrong, like I know there's still fans whose heels are dug deep and they're not going to get undug, and that's fine. But it just, I walked away from that day feeling like things are getting to a good place.
No, I'm with you, Art. Appreciate you, my man.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
That is Jason Munns. Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. When we come back, let's get into the list. We got to get into some tush push discourse. Also coming up during hour number two, I'll give out my top 10 quarterbacks from the NFL. So we'll discuss that as well. Stick around and listen to Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.